Grace to you and peace from God, who is, who was, and who is to come. Amen. The fall of the year that I was 20 years old, I really wasn't certain what I wanted to do with my life. I'd completed 2 years of college, where I had managed to make myself into a somewhat important person, at least in my own mind. I had spent the previous summer working out at Yellowstone National Park. I worked in the housekeeping department, and I cleaned cabins around the Old Faithful Lodge. And I also served as a summer student minister with a program called A Christian Ministry in the National Parks. I had enjoyed that experience so much, I decided to take a year off of college and continuing doing ministry with them. So that fall, I found myself driving across the country from Illinois to Nevada in my 1958 Ford F-100 pickup. His name was Patrick. It had no radio, the speedometer didn't work, and the only way the driver's door would stay shut is if I had it locked. But I was 20, I was invincible, and I had the advice of my father. He said, "Don't do anything stupid like getting married." Which, looking back on it now as a father myself, is rather sound advice to give a 20-year-old unemployed college dropout. I knew I had time. All I had to do was follow wherever the road was going to lead me. I didn't have a plan. I didn't need a plan. So what if my life wasn't mapped out? I knew what I was doing. I mean, was a map really all that important to me? But did I really know what I was doing? I did eventually go back to school and get my degree. A degree, by the way, that was sought after by so many different corporations that in order to be fair to all of them, I had to say no to each of them and go sell shoes at JCPenney for 2 years because my foundation in religion, biblical studies, made me such a prime employment candidate for corporations. I'm not going to admit this publicly, but maybe, possibly, I might have lost my way. Because it certainly took me a couple of years to get back on track. I think in a lot of ways, this letter to Timothy is very similar to the advice that my father gave me. The author was reminding Timothy of his roots, of his foundations. He was encouraging Timothy to remember what his mother and his grandmother had taught him. That's what the author means when he wrote in verse 14, "As for you, continue in what you have learned and firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it." He learned it from family. I think that's what this letter to Timothy is about. It's a verbal and spiritual reminder to him of his foundation to help show him the way of the cross in order to prompt him of whose he is and what he is called to be. Much like my father's advice, the author then punches that point home a few verses later. "I solemnly urge you, proclaim the message, be persistent, whether the time is favorable or unfavorable, convince, rebuke, and encourage with utmost patience in teaching. As for you, always be sober, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, carry out your ministry fully." In other words, it's not always going to be easy, Timothy, and there will be times when things are just not going to go your way, but you have a map. Keep going. You'll get through it. You already know the way. And then the author ties it all together, reminding Timothy of what his foundation is with verse 16, "All Scripture is inspired by God." But what I love about verse 16 is when we look at it back in the original Greek, it literally means all Scripture is God-breathed. What an image. Scripture is God-breathed. and breath. It's a sign of life, of living. Like back in Genesis chapter 2, when God breathed life into the newly created humans. God is inside of us. Scripture is living, breathing inside each of us. Scripture can be our guide if we stop fighting against God, what God is telling us to do, because we all do that. We know what's best for our life, not God. And that map, that guide, is going to be different for each of us, regardless of what our age is. We aren't all called to be doctors or pastors or mechanics or farmers. Each of us has a different map, some other path, a separate plan. And we are all called by virtue of our baptism to stop striving against God, at least especially about our spiritual needs. We need to stop wanting to show God that we know the way, that we know what's best, because we don't. Not really. Now, last week, you might remember, I asked you, how do we receive God's mercy? And one of the ways that we do that is that we follow God's map. We stop our daily struggle against God. We allow God to breathe that word into our very beings. And we strive to come into the presence of God, seeking healing, seeking forgiveness. Forgiveness of others, and forgiveness of ourselves. We come seeking guidance. We come seeking direction. We come seeking God. Follow the map. Amen.